This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. The Fort Worth School Board has unanimously named Kent Scribner to be its next superintendent. The school leader from Phoenix was named the lone finalist at Tuesday's board meeting, where he also made an appearance. Trustees wasted no time. Naming and approving Kent Scribner was the first item they took up, followed by a brief video biography with music. Then, with mic in hand, Scribner addressed those in the audience.
I appreciate the warm Texas welcome, and I am very eager to get started. Have had a wonderful run in Phoenix, in my eighth year in Phoenix Union High School District.
Kent Paredes Scribner has overseen 16 high schools in Phoenix with about 27,000 students. Arizona gives his district a letter grade of C, with six schools earning that grade. Six of his high schools got B's, two earned A's. Fort Worth has more than three times the number of students than Scribner's Phoenix district, and they aren't just high school kids. He said a special Fort Worth focus would be on early childhood education and building leadership teams among employees.
I don't believe the job of a leader is to create followers. I believe the job of a leader is to create leaders. I look forward to hit the ground listening, because you know where the opportunities are, you know where the challenges are, and I want to learn that from you.
After his speech, Scribner told reporters his family lives in North Texas, and their pull was powerful.
Dad's a cancer survivor, and sister and her family are here as well. It's an opportunity to continue my professional career, but also reconnect with family. In a way, even though I'm not a Texan yet, but I feel like I'm coming home.
Scribner comes to a district where the state says 21 schools need improving. Still, that's out of 146 total campuses. Overall, the Fort Worth district met state standards. Trustee Ann Sutherland's looking forward to working with the superintendent.
We hope to have him until he's ready to retire. That was part of the decision, part of his goal, and that's part of ours. He's not one who's moved around like many other superintendents.
Board member Toby Jackson says Scribner faces several challenges in Fort Worth, and not just closing the achievement gap, especially among some minority, low-income, and non-English-speaking students.
Another challenge that he will face is that we have a huge bond right now as well. And so he's not just coming in for student achievement and to run a district. He's also going to be running a bond.
Jackson says he's more than up to the task. The board's expected to offer Scribner a contract after the state-mandated 21-day waiting period. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.